From the KBIA Newsroom in Columbia, I'm Chris Oshesky. Former Columbia City Manager Mike Mathis will receive more than $166,000 in severance pay after resigning last week. Mathis will receive a lump sum equal to his yearly salary in compensation for all accrued vacation and holiday leave. Mayor Brian Tree says the severance package is consistent with Mathis's employment agreement.
I think ultimately he lost confidence of the city council. For me, it was, I promised open, honest, and transparent government. I want to make sure that our new city manager embraces those values in every decision that is made.
Mathis resigned after serving as city manager for 7 years. He was criticized for his handling of the city's community policing initiatives. Deputy City Manager John Glasscock has been named interim city manager. The city council will start the process for hiring a new city manager by hiring a search firm. A government watchdog group has filed an IRS complaint against a group that donated millions to a political action committee that helped Eric Greitens' gubernatorial campaign. Citizens for Responsibility and Ethics in Washington filed the complaint this past week against Freedom Frontier. The group alleges the nonprofit violated its tax-exempt status by contributing more than half its total spending to political organizations. IRS filings show the nonprofit spent about $5.9 million in 2016. It gave close to $4.4 million to a PAC that ran attack ads against Greitens' opponents in the 2016 primary. Greitens won election but resigned amid personal and political scandal in June. According to the Columbia Missourian, an autopsy was scheduled for Monday morning in the death of 26-year-old Lamonta Harris, who was fatally shot Saturday night near the Lake of the Woods golf course. Harris was one of the organizers of Columbia's Fireworks Wars. In 2012, he served as a panel member at a Silence the Violence forum, where he shared his experience with violence in Columbia and said he aimed to be a role model for the city's youth. In 2016, Harris said he had been shot, stabbed, and hit with a crowbar. Boone County Sheriff's Detective Thomas Sullivan said more information will be released once the autopsy is completed. Synthetic fentanyl is driving the nearly record number of drug overdoses in the St. Louis area this year. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch reports the highly potent painkiller is involved in nearly all of the opioid overdoses in and around St. Louis. The National Council on Alcoholism and Drug Abuse says St. Louis City and County are on pace to see a record number of overdoses this year. The St. Louis region had a high of 760 opioid-related deaths last year. The council says fentanyl was identified in up to 95% of St. Louis's overdoses. That's well above the national average, where fentanyl was involved in nearly half of the drug overdose cases across the country last year. Fentanyl can be unknowingly mixed with or sold as heroin, cocaine, or methamphetamines. I'm Chris Oshesky, KBIA News, Columbia.